Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Anton Basil, Vice President of Engineering at Varex Technologies. Anton, welcome to the program.
Good to be part of this program. Thank you.
So, Anton, why don't you start by describing Varex Technologies and your role at the company?
So, Varex Technologies is a test and measurement company. Its primary focus is developing a solution for the equipment manufacturers, service providers, and enterprises, primarily in the space of test and measurement. We have been focusing on that for quite long, but our recent focus has been now in developing a software-based end-to-end visibility solution primarily to align with the network transformation that is happening recently in the industry, the virtualization that is happening in the industry, to provide an in-depth visibility of whatever is happening in the network. So that's our primary focus. And it was revolving around SDN, NFV, the mobile edge computing, MEC, IoT-related areas. So that's a primary focus. Looking at myself, so I'm primarily responsible for setting the technology directions for the company. My primary responsibility involves giving some directions for what kind of solutions we can develop, developing a proof of concept in the new technology areas and demonstrating it to the customers or potential prospects, developing a prototypes in the new technology areas, participating and contributing in the standards forum. So that's my primary responsibility within Varex.
Fantastic. Why is this testing equipment so critical for network operators and those in the network industry as technology is developed and deployed?
So whenever a service is offered, so it has to satisfy the consumer's expectations in terms of the performance, in terms of uptime, in terms of the speed you provide. So people keep looking at options to make sure that you provide an excellent service to the end user. Where does it really boil down to? To make sure that you constantly monitor the service so that you provide the expected speed, you provide the expected uptime, basically the availability, and you provide the performance that the end consumer needs. That is where the Varex is really positioned itself to provide a solution to the telecom service provider or the equipment manufacturers who supply the equipment to the telecom service providers to assure that it is providing the required service. And it provides in-depth knowledge of whatever is happening in the network all along. The other aspect of it, in case if there is any issue with the service being offered, the solution, whatever we provide, the insight into what exactly has gone wrong in the particular service. So that way, whenever there is a degradation in the service provider will be able to quickly identify, resolve before the consumer start feeling that degradation. So that is where really, we have positioned ourselves, and that is what Varex thinks that's a need of the hour for these telecom service providers.
Now, we are in the midst of a transition from physical to virtual networks. What is unique about this period of time in terms of the testing and probes that need to be able to see across those physical environments as well as virtual environments?
Since this has moved into the cloud or a data center from where the network service is being offered, there is no way to find out if there is any bottleneck because of that. That is why what Varex has done is where we said, okay, the physical performance monitoring device should be software-based. We move from the physical equipment to the software-based equipment. The physical the probe should be a virtualized probe that can be onboarded onto any virtual environment. We thought it is not only the physical network that has to be monitored. You have to monitor the virtual network that is created within the hypervisors, between the vSwitches that is in hypervisors. Okay, we launched a probe that can sit on the virtual servers that can monitor what is happening. We have developed a TAP solution that can sit within the hypervisor, that can find out what exactly is happening within the hypervisor. Yes, we have a TAP solution. And we have a solution that can collect all the information, put that everything together and give a total insight to every nook and corner of the network, may it be physical or virtual or combination of these, a hybrid network.
What are the use cases that you're looking at for customers And how do you address them with your technology?
One kind of migration is you are moving the network functions that is existing on the physical device, you are moving to the cloud. Okay, you want to monitor now the performance of the function which is virtual and which is existing on the cloud. Okay, that is one use case. You can always measure the performance because you can always say, okay, when you have a dedicated hardware, you get the expected performance. But when you move to a virtual server, we don't know whether or not we are getting the same performance as when you are having the physical network. The other use case could be there are no 5G that is happening, and we are trying to bring in this middleware application and infrastructure services towards very close to the consumer. So we are moving, trying to create a local cloud around the nearest point of presence. And then when you keep offering that from there, you need to monitor what is happening there. It's not only on the device, but wherever you have the data center that is moving close. So basically monitoring the performance in the mobile edge computing arena. The third one is when you offer a cloud service to the end user, okay, you can have workloads sitting in different places, and we can always find out which is the best place to offer a particular server for a platinum customer, for a gold customer. So what kind of different kind of servers a workload can be launched. The fourth one is data center network is not only a combination of physical network, it's a combination of a virtual switch, a physical switch, a core router, and a connectivity between two different data centers. We can always monitor that part of it. So 5-6 different use cases we are working with, and we are trying to build a prototype and POC and then go and demonstrate to the customer. So these are the business use cases we are working with right now.
Now, I know that you're engaging within the network builders community and working with various network providers on collaborations. In fact, your work actually won you a recognition as part of our winner circle. Can you tell me why that type of industry collaboration is so critical and specifically critical to the testing development delivery?
Network Builders Program is really helping us to find out, okay, what are the problems they are right now facing? What is the trends or what are the new areas these people are working on? And it provides a clear insight of what industry is working on. And for us, from the Verix point of view, it is helping us to understand the problem, they understand the trend, and align our solution to the market expectation. That's the biggest benefit we are getting out of this Network Builders Program, where we get an opportunity to interact with people who's part of this program, get their pain points, get their transition they're trying to do, and this insight really helps us to define a solution that meets the market expectation.
If folks want to find out more about the solutions that Verix is delivering to the marketplace, where would you send them?
So we have three different entities within our solutions. One is called Probes, which can be physical, virtual, can be onboarded onto the commodity server, which will measure the performance of any segment of the network, may it be virtual, may it be physical. The other component of it is a TAP solution that can exist in the virtual hypervisor, which can keep tapping all the traffic or snooping all the traffic and see what kind of interaction is happening within the virtualized servers. And then we have collection entity, what we call it as predictive analysis entity, which collects all the data and gives the end-to-end insight of whatever is happening in the network, from the physical network to the virtual infrastructure, server, virtual network, so which will help the service providers to have a complete view of whatever is happening in his environment. This will definitely give a confidence for them to go ahead with this network transformation and confidently say, yes, this is going to give the expected performance what I'm intending to give. So this is how our solution is unique when compared to other solutions in the market.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for the time today. It was a real pleasure. And I would love to have you on the program again sometime.
And I am looking forward to talk to you. Thank you.